producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
His Royal Majesty is preparing to land because he is our majesty. He says in response to the shootings, he's going to circumvent Congress, that's the Washington Post, with executive authority. That means dictatorship. Joe Biggs is now in, getting in the car. They thought he'd land at the airport. Now he's going to land at a high school, supposedly. He doesn't want the optics of thousands of people out there saying, we don't want you to take our guns. We don't want you to blame us for what some crazy supporter of yours did. Let's go to Joe Biggs' feed and see what we're getting here he goes and talks to CNN. You know, Joe Biggs, if you want, go ahead and confront CNN. And if they want to get in your face and act like you don't exist, say, listen, people are sick of your lies. You're not a media outlet. You're an outlet of propaganda. And I mean, if you want to, your own words, you want to talk to CNN, go ahead. We'll cover it live right now.
How do I get over that way?
Yeah. Let's go.
How far of a walk is it?
It's 40 minutes.
Okay. All right, so we're trying to get information as to where he's going to be coming through.
Yeah, there's no point to do that, though, Joe. There's no point to do that if it's only a half mile away. You'll see the helicopter come in.
He's apparently flying here, Alex, now, and then he's going to take a motorcade to this high school right down the street, and apparently that's where he's going to be speaking to the families. They're going to be there.
Well, then that's perfect. Exactly. Just wait till he lands, get video of the evil aircraft.
Once he comes in the lands and the motorcade and the police will be shut down. So you just want us to all stay right here then?
No, I understand. Then keep Jakari there, or you guys decide right now and then you go to the high school. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So that's what we're going to do. As you can see, there's a lot of people out here. Everybody's really, wants to go and confront this man and ask him why he's coming in and politicizing this entire event. Especially, like we said,
they will from the air have NBC News or ABC or CBS say you're all there to support him. They'll keep back 500 yards and say that. That's how they prey on their audience.
What you guys were saying earlier has already happened, how the mainstream media, you said, was going to show up late. From what I heard from the first three or four people that were here on the ground to set up the area for the protest, there was a lot of mainstream media out here earlier filming just the four people that were standing out here. Then they up and left. So it looks like when they go into the news and say that there was no one here today.
But the difference is hundreds of thousands are watching this. Millions are hearing it. Millions will watch all the videos, and that's why they're losing credibility. They keep lying like they're in a vacuum and no one knows, Paul Watson.
Yeah, and they were also caught in a lie about the armed security, because we got contacted by an ex-security guard at that college. He was there a couple of years ago. He said they voted against armed security just a year ago. So that could have prevented the massacre altogether. And now we have Obama grandstanding on the fact. So, again, a lot of lies related to...
Let's get that story out. Wow, so they did vote to have no security there.
Yeah, we got contacted by an ex-security guard. That article was out October 2nd.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was info was exclusive. So, again, another major tenet to this story that's not being covered in the media.
Unbelievable. We've got David Knight coming up. You're welcome to pop in more with him if you like, Paul. But you're going to be hosting one day next week. And it's great to have you here. You're going to be on the nightly news some as well. And we're going to go out and get dinner, hopefully tonight or something. You want to get some Mexican food? I know you like spicy food.
Well, it'd be racist not to have Mexican food, right?
Good. I think that's the answer. Well, it would be actually, I agree, that is racist. It's all I eat, basically. Because I am racist. So that's all coming up. But getting serious, folks, the big assault on our freedoms is here. It's coming down. It's on. Paul, great to have you here.
Good to be here, Alex.
You bet. Joe Biggs, final comments before we throw it to David Knight, who will continue to check in with you and Jakari.
All right, so Obama's expected to land here. There's already a Secret Service. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Joe.
Nico's talking right here. There's already a vehicle out here parked on the runway. As you can see, it's like a Secret Service video. Secret Service vehicle. He's sitting out here parked. So apparently he's going to fly in here, motorcade over to the Roseburg High School right down the road. And then that's where we're going to try to get him. So Jakari and Matt will be here. So you'll have a team here at the runway, and then we're going to be at the high school.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
All right. Thank you, Joe Biggs. Be safe covering this
wicked devil. All right, that's it for now with your truly hosting. I now hand the baton to David Knight, and then I shall return Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. LiverShield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the fourth hour on this Friday, October 9th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking to our reporters who are in Oregon. They're awaiting Obama's arrival. His Majesty will be landing pretty soon, telling us about his grandiose plans to enact gun control by executive fiat. This is a dictatorship, the way he's running it. They talk about how he's going to do an end run around Congress. Isn't it interesting that Obama is going to Oregon and not going to Afghanistan, where his people just shot up a hospital? 2 days after the shooting in Oregon, we had the U.S. military shoot up a hospital in Afghanistan. For 30 minutes, this continued. Far longer than the shooting in Oregon, because there wasn't anybody to come in and call it off. You can send the police in. They may take 10 or 15 minutes when there's a shooting. That's one of the reasons why you need to be armed to protect yourself, to protect your loved ones. But in Afghanistan, this attack continued for 30 minutes. We're going to talk about that and why he isn't there and the kind of admissions that we're getting from the Defense Department, from the Obama administration. A different story every day. This is like Benghazi, except far more people died. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the hypocrisy of not going there. He could investigate his own administration, his own military, find out what was going on, what went wrong, if he cared, if he really cared about human life. No, he doesn't. He doesn't care about the rule of law either. There are international laws, Geneva Convention. Have you ever heard of that? Obama, Nobel Peace Prize winner. You ever heard of the Geneva Convention? Well, that's what you violated when you attacked a hospital continuously for 30 minutes. We're going to give you the comments of the people with Doctors Without Borders. As NPR says, Doctors Without Borders are now doctors in anguish. And so are their patients who burned to death in beds as the U.S. attack continued. But Obama is going to get on his moral high horse. Never let hypocrisy stop anybody from doing anything. He's going to get on his moral high horse, and he's going to lecture us about gun control, about gun violence after shooting up a hospital continuously. I also want to look at what happened, the newest developments in the speaker race. We talked about this yesterday, and it was pretty amazing. Then even more amazing things happened later in the day. We saw that Wikipedia was adjusted to talk about an affair between Kevin McCarthy, an alleged affair between Kevin McCarthy and Renee Elders, another congresswoman, a congresswoman from North Carolina. And that WikiLeaks entrance, that adjustment into WikiLeaks was traced back to a Department of Homeland Security IP address. This is the second time in just a couple of weeks that we've seen congressmen deliberately embarrassed, perhaps, by law enforcement agencies. Now, we could have said we saw this coming. This is part of the surveillance state. And if people in Congress don't think that they're going to be the victims of blackmail, whether it's real or imagined, because, of course, anybody that has the kind of access to the computer networks that the NSA and Homeland Security have, anyone who has that kind of access, they can plant information on people as well as expose information on people. When you are in power, like members of Congress are, as Alex Jones has pointed out many times, they're going to be the ones who bear the brunt of any authoritarian dictatorship, any coup, any blackmailing that is going to go on. They're going to be the ones who bear the brunt of it. And we've seen it with two of the candidates who were running for Speaker of the House. We saw it now with Kevin McCarthy. We saw it previously with Jason Chaffetz. He was part of a committee that was investigating failures of the Secret Service agency to protect Obama. And then they started publicly floating information around that they thought would embarrass him, making it known that when he applied for a job with the Secret Service years ago, they uncovered information about him that would be very embarrassing. I haven't seen any of that exposed, but that's the way you blackmail people. You say, I've got information on you, and then you start a whispering campaign in the media saying, we've got information on him that he wouldn't want out. It's a very effective way to blackmail people. Maybe even more effective than letting the information out, because people start imagining all kinds of scenarios. Well, what could it be? Then we have the situation with Kevin McCarthy, and it's unraveling, and it gets a little bit larger. People are questioning, why would someone at Homeland Security adjust the Wikipedia entries on these two congressional candidates? Who's behind this? And of course, this is not something that is new. A lot of people, Shepard Smith grilled Congressman Walter Jones, saying, what did you know? You wrote a letter saying that we need to have people of integrity running for leadership. I mean, who would think that would be the case in Washington? why would somebody who'd spent 20 years in Washington, like Congressman Walter Jones, a man of integrity himself, why would he be concerned about leadership having some integrity? Well, we now learn that there was a conservative activist who was sending out multiple emails. At least 8 congressmen got emails alleging that there was an affair between Congressman McCarthy and Congresswoman Elmers. So there was already a lot of rumors about this. As a matter of fact, there was a website that had alleged the very same thing back in January. And the fellow who runs that website was subsequently banned from Twitter. As Huffington Post puts it, he's now doing a victory lap, saying he thinks he was vindicated. So there's a lot that's going on with that. But I think one of the most telling things that happened yesterday was the fact that in the morning, everybody thought everything was okay. The mainstream media thought everything was okay. They thought that McCarthy had clinched the speakership. And, of course, McCarthy was the handpicked successor to John Boehner, the one that John Boehner had picked. John Boehner thought everything was fine. And then as the meeting began, as we reported yesterday, McCarthy stands up and says, I'm withdrawing from the race. Boehner immediately gaveled the meeting to a close. And understand, he wasn't the only person running. Think about this. Think about if you had a Senate primary race and you had a governor who was very invested in one particular candidate. Everybody knew that he invested, that he supported this one candidate for Senate. And then let's say that that candidate that was supported by the governor suddenly withdraws. And the governor says, that's it. We're not having a primary. We're going to delay this. I will be the senator for the interim. That's essentially what happened in the House. That shows you the level of corruption, the authoritarian dictatorship attitude of John Boehner. When his candidate drops out, he doesn't continue on with the election, even though there's two other candidates. He suspends the election. And he says, well, I'll stay in here until I can find somebody that I like to succeed me. Is that amazing? Does that not underscore the importance of why we need to get people like Boehner and his handpicked successors like Kevin McCarthy out of power? Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that has to make you throw up to see that kind of heavy-handed, banana republic type of politics that we see coming from John Boehner. That's precisely what is going on there. There was an article up on Infowars.com today. Government likens ending bulk surveillance to opening the prison gates. This is something that came from The Intercept. This is the organization that Glenn Greenwald is involved with. The tagline says, the Justice Department prosecutor said Thursday, ordering the immediate end of bulk surveillance of millions of American phone records would be as hasty, we're going to get hasty now, as hasty as suddenly letting criminals out of prison. You know, I think she's really on to something with that analogy because, you know, in prisons, as well as in this mass surveillance, both of them are about control, they're about confinement, and they are about profits. I was just talking about how the law enforcement agencies that seem to know everything about everyone are making known things that would blackmail our own congressmen. This has happened before with the Supreme Court. Many of us have said, I believe it. I've said it multiple times. I believe that Supreme Court Justice Roberts was blackmailed into changing his vote on Obamacare. It's completely out of character for what he's voted for. He had written the opinion to say that it wasn't constitutional, and then suddenly he wrote the opinion to say that, yes, I think it is okay, and we can move ahead with it. Very, very unusual to write both the dissenting and consenting opinion and the same written by the same person. Now, looking at this bulk surveillance, this is interesting because this is coming from the continuing lawsuit of Larry Klayman, and we've had him on the Alex Jones radio show as well as the nightly news many times to talk about this. He is pushing on a lawsuit to stop this massive violation of our Fourth Amendment freedoms that we have as human beings that are recognized by the Constitution. It doesn't grant us Fourth Amendment. It recognizes those, and it prohibits the government from doing that. Is that a helicopter coming in now? Is that Obama landing? Okay, well, let's go to that right now. We've got a reporter's on the ground in Oregon, and okay, we're not going to go to that right now, but that is video of Obama's helicopter coming in, and he's going to come in like a royal personage. And he's going to lecture people who don't want to be lectured. There's a massive pushback in the area. Many people saying, we don't want you to use this to push for gun control. We reported on that. There's massive counter demonstrations there. We have the sheriff previously had written a letter to Vice President Joe Biden after the Sandy Hook shooting and said, This is wrong what you're planning to do, and I will not enforce your gun control legislation. And so now, in spite of the fact that the families have asked him not to politicize the deaths of their loved ones, not to use it for his political agenda, he is now flying in nevertheless, and he has signaled his intention to do gun control by executive fiat, bypassing Congress ignoring the Constitution because we have an explicit prohibition of that. But of course, we have explicit prohibitions of many things that are continuously ignored by our government, like Fourth Amendment protections, whether it's at the airport. There's some more pictures for those of you who are watching, some more helicopters that are flying in. Our helicoptering dictator is arriving in Oregon. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the back and forth, the continuing lawsuit with Larry Klayman trying to stop the dragnet surveillance. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be going to our reporters in Oregon as Obama is touching down there to push gun control. There was a story yesterday that came out about children's cancer being linked to Fukushima radiation. They are seeing thyroid cancer amongst children at a rate 20 to 50 times the rate of children elsewhere in the vicinity of Fukushima. And the interesting thing about this, too, is that they said that this has risen by 22% in just the last year. And, of course, they point out in the article that thyroid cancer amongst children is one sickness that the medical world has definitively linked to radiation after the 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe. It's one of the reasons why they give people iodine supplements whenever they're concerned there may be an exposure to radiation. Your thyroid will suck up radioactive isotopes and hold them, and that will cause it to become cancerous. That's one of the conditions about that. But, of course, you can get iodine as a supplement as well. It used to be supplemented in our food. It used to be added to a lot of different items in our diet, salt and other things. They're now removing that out. So check your doctor, find out what kind of supplementation you need for iodine, and look at our source of iodine. We have an excellent source, very clean, nascent iodine, ultra clean, ultra powerful, Survival Shield X2. We have that in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, it's interesting, too, there was another article I was reading a few days ago how NASA uses iodine to purify urine into drinking water. They're talking about the space station, and they said that the Americans use iodine, the Russians use silver in order to purify their urine into drinking water. So there's a lot of different uses for these types of things that you should have both as supplementation and as a backup in case there is some kind of an emergency. Again, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine is available right now. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we're about to go to our reporters in Oregon, I just want to point out the hypocrisy of Obama helicoptering into Oregon and completely ignoring his own administration's attack, continuous attack on a hospital. What about Obama's hospital shooting? That's what we need to be asking. Not about one individual who's crazy, who's hyped up on drugs. And, of course, when they're talking about changing the gun laws, when they're talking about changing the background checks, they're not talking about looking at the medications that someone's on. That should be one of the first things that they look at. That ought to be the principal thing that they look at, because that is the principal link in all these mass shootings and suicides. But that's not on the table, because they are connected to Big Pharma, and so is mainstream media. But let's take a look at the hypocrisy of this shooting that went on. And it was last Saturday that it happened. We have an article that appeared yesterday. Doctors Without Borders bombing say the U.S. changed its story 4 times in 4 days. They talk about the 2009 Peace Prize winner bombs the 1999 Peace Prize winner. That would be Doctors Without Borders, who won it in 1999. Obama won it 10 years later. They say Saturday's initial summary involved U.S. troops taking fire in Kunduz. That's what they said. They said, we're under fire, so we're sending somebody out there. Then they said, we don't have any idea if we hit a hospital or not. After a day, they came back and they changed that and said, well, it was somewhere in the vicinity. Then they said that they had not been called in, that they had not called it in, but it was called in by the Afghans, and then they changed it from that. And I'm going to stop here and go to our reporters who are in Oregon. They're in place right now, and Obama is landing there. I think we've got Joe Biggs. Yes, Joe Biggs is on the line. Go ahead, Joe.
If we look over to the left, I don't know if you can tell. Also, I have the audio in my ear. If you look over to the left, there's a helicopter coming in. They're doing recon of the area right now over the Roseburg High School. Now, we just walked down a corridor to kind of go into a back area. There's Secret Service everywhere. They told us to leave and come back here on the main road because the Department of Transportation has shut this place down. I mean, it happened in 2 minutes. I mean, it's amazing. If you've never been to one of these events where a president comes in, they shut the entire town down so fast. I mean, it happened literally like 120 seconds. Just crazy. But there's a lot of people up here protesting around the school. As you can see up and down the roads, it looks like he will be coming here to the high school. There's a ton of Homeland Security vehicles, police vehicles inside the parking lot over here. They parked school buses in tactical ways, I guess you would say, to block off ramps and area like that so people can't drive through. So we'll go out here and see what's going on.
You know, Joe, it's interesting when he's got all that security and he wants to take all of our guns away. It's exactly what Matt Drudge was saying when he was in studio a couple of days ago.
There we go right here. Look.
Give up your guns. So give up your massive security.
Like Looks like it's... Is it a buck?
That's a shot of the helicopter that's doing recon prior to His Royal Majesty landing. They have a veritable army to protect the presidents, the popes, the VIPs, every time they go anywhere. That's how afraid they are of us. And yet, they want to take our guns. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe they're concerned. Maybe they're worried. We're going to be right back, and we're going to see what happens as His Majesty lands in Oregon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, October 9th, 2015. We have reporters on the ground in Oregon. We have His Royal Highness Obama about to land and make a pronouncement, I guess. He's talked about how he's going to go around Congress. Well, he's also going to go around the Second Amendment and make his own pronouncements, create his own regulations. We need to understand that this is something that regulatory agencies, quite frankly, have been allowed to get away with for a very long time. Once they create a regulatory agency, these regulatory agencies are writing the laws. They call them rules or regulations, but they're laws. And then they have their own police to enforce them. And then they have their own courts where you go before them. And because it's not a quote-unquote criminal investigation, Your due process, your presumption of innocence is shut down. We've tolerated this for a very long time. The only time that Congress ever gets involved is when we have a high-profile case and they come in like white knights to protect us. But they have set up the system. They have abdicated their authority, just as we see them abdicating their authority with these trans-Pacific partnership, transatlantic partnerships. They're not partnerships. Well, in a sense, they are. They're partnerships between the multinational corporations who are taking over all the governments of the world. They're creating a transnational organization that is more powerful than all the governments. And one of the evidences of this is the fact that they have negotiated this thing in secret for years. They don't allow us to know what's in it. They don't allow our representatives to know what's in it. And they're going to ram this thing through Congress. But now we have a president who is doing the same thing that we've seen the bureaucracies get away with for many, many years. Roseburg residents there in Oregon are telling Obama, stop using the tragedy to take liberty. This is a story that's up on InfoWars.com from Paul Joseph Watson. He says organizers are accusing the president of using, quote, cowardly murderers to achieve your goals, unquote. Kit Lang, who runs a Facebook page called Defend Roseburg, Deny Barack Obama, says no more using tragedy as a play to take more liberty. No more using grieving families as a pit stop on the way to another fundraiser. No more using cowardly murderers to achieve your goal. No, not one more step toward taking our means to self-defense, our means to refuse slavery. Exactly. That's what the Second Amendment is about. Is to keep us from being enslaved to an out-of-control government. What do we see in Washington now? Precisely that. Let me give you a contrast here. Here's a mayor of Jerusalem calling on citizens to carry guns after a wave of stabbings. They've had four people stabbed in the last week or so in Israel. And so the mayor there is saying, of course, the latest victim was a 14-year-old and also a police officer. But when you look at the 14-year-old, you understand that one of the reasons that firearms are an effective means, especially for women, for younger people, is because when you are in a situation where you're at a strength disadvantage, firearms can neutralize that for a woman. You don't want to have to get into a knife fight with somebody that's quite a bit larger than you. So if you're well-trained on a firearm, if you're a responsible person, it's an opportunity for you to protect yourself. And that's what the Jerusalem mayor said. He said, I carry a firearm. I try to encourage other people to train themselves so that they can protect themselves. But that's not what we see from our president. We have a president who is presiding over a military that just shot up a hospital last Saturday for 30 minutes. Doctors Without Borders, the people who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1999, 10 years before Obama was given the Nobel Peace Prize. What a farce that was. He just taken office and they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. He hadn't done anything to deserve it whatsoever. And he was the one who bombed this hospital for 30 minutes, quite frankly. They contacted Washington. They contacted Kabul in Afghanistan. And they had told them repeatedly that this was a hospital. They had given them the GPS coordinates. Nevertheless, the attack continued for 30 minutes. For 4 days, we got a different story every day from Washington. But Obama's not going there. He's not going there to console the victims. He's not going there to investigate what went wrong. No, he's going to a place where someone who is hyped up on drugs, most likely. We saw the story from Paul Joseph Watson that was linked on Drudge, talking about how he reportedly called himself Lithium Lover. He was in a school that was for troubled students. There's every indication that he was on a lot of meds, a lot of psychological evaluation. Do we have them available? We're seeing some footage there. Are our guys there? Okay, so this is the counter demonstration that we're taking a look at there. That was a Fox feed that we had. There are a lot of people in Roseburg that are furious that Obama is politicizing this, and that's precisely what he called for. And of course, we had the mayor, Cuomo of New York saying that we need to shut down the government. I didn't think liberals ever wanted to shut the government down for any reason. But he says, we need to shut the government down until we enact gun control, meaning gun confiscation. Because they're admitting now that in these last several shootings, their proposed gun laws would not have made any difference whatsoever. So now they want all-out confiscation. They've hinted at it. They're now talking about doing it directly. There's another article up from NPR talking about the gun debate divides the nation's police officers as well. And one of the persons that they're talking about is the local sheriff there in Oregon, John Hanlon. They said he had written a letter to Vice President Joe Biden shortly after the shooting in Sandy Hook Elementary School, saying that gun control was not the answer. In the letter, he pledged not to enforce gun regulations that he believed to be unconstitutional. And this is what NPR says. I thought this was very interesting. They said what wasn't widely reported was how common views like Hanlon's have become in law enforcement. And they go to talk about David Clark, the sheriff in Milwaukee. And they talk about how police chiefs initially resisted the expansion of gun permits. And so there's been a massive increase in the number of firearms. Yeah, isn't that interesting? As we reported, even though private firearms ownership has gone up 60%, then violent crime with guns has gone down 50%. So it goes up, the ownership goes up, and the violence from guns goes down. Isn't that interesting? That's what we've been saying would happen, and that's precisely what has happened. So they say police chiefs initially resisted the expansion of gun permits, but he says many of them changed their minds when they saw that increased permits didn't cause a big increase in shooting. No, actually caused a decrease. And that is what Sheriff Clark has said in Milwaukee. He says, I can't be there right away. You need to be able to protect yourself until I can get officers there. We'll catch the guys, but we can't be there to protect you initially. They also talk about the sheriff in Roseburg again, Sheriff John Hanlon. He says, this law is not going to protect the citizens of Oregon. We have laws that prohibit the possession of other things, like methamphetamines, and it doesn't help. And I would point out precisely, what has drug prohibition done for us? Let's go to Biggs right now. He is on the ground. Let's Joe Biggs, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're standing out here right now outside of the Roseburg High School. We just got word from over at the airport that Obama has arrived, and he is now in his motorcade heading over this way right now. And as you can see, there's a whole lot of security out here. Supposedly, he's going to come in here and speak to some of the families of the victims of the shooting and try to push his anti-gun agenda. Like always, he always tries to take advantage of a situation as soon as something happens to push that narrative, because gun-free zones are kill zones. When you look at places like Switzerland, where they're highly armed, the civilian population has a lot of weapons, you don't have a high crime rate. Meanwhile, here, they put us in these situations where you can't, just like the recruiting offices in Chattanooga. These guys didn't have the ability to defend themselves, and it turned into a kill zone. So hopefully, you know, as we see, there's been a lot of people show up today who don't like what Obama has to say. They want to talk about how he is basically turning people into victims and not giving them the ability and the right to protect themselves.
Let me ask you something, Joe, because I've been talking about the hospital shooting that Obama is responsible for in Afghanistan. What do you think about somebody that, in violation of the Geneva Convention, shoots up an ambulance or shoots a medic or shoots up a hospital when they're warned about it? The attack continued for 30 minutes. Why don't you think Obama would go to investigate that?
Well, it's the first time a Nobel Peace Prize winner has bombed another Nobel Peace Prize winner, so I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I mean, isn't that, as a former soldier, don't you think that's kind of the lowest crime that somebody can commit in war, to shoot up an ambulance or to shoot up a medic or something like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it completely is. I mean, the fact that they can't even come out and, you know, say, hey, we're sorry, we messed up, and they're just kind of sweeping it under the rug, it just shows you that he really doesn't care. I mean, he wants to push for gun control. Meanwhile, he, you know, is drone striking people in mass numbers and killing innocent civilians left and right. It's just out of control.
I think that's a real key, what you just said. The fact that they can't even say we did something wrong. We got four different stories on four consecutive days. They still won't say that they did anything wrong. What we got from the Pentagon was, well, you know, Al-Qaeda was in the area, and I think they're using Kunduz, the civilians of Kunduz, as a shield. It doesn't matter, does it, Joe, if you've got enemy combatants? I mean, you could have a hospital full of Nazis. They could be SS officers. But according to Geneva Convention, you're not allowed to bomb that hospital repeatedly for a half hour when people tell you, in case you didn't know. I mean, certainly something can happen by accident. This was not an accident. It continued for 30 minutes. And, of course, they pointed out that they'd been notified multiple times over the preceding weeks that it was there, given the exact GPS coordinates. Is something developing there?
Oh, I haven't heard in that instance, David, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to me that he would not be interested in admitting any wrongdoing, that he would not be interested in evaluating that. As just before we came to you, Joe, I was talking about the sheriff there in Oregon, Sheriff John Hanlon of Roseburg. Yes, have you had a chance to talk to him?
Not yet. I heard from some people that he might show up today, so we'll see what happens. If we can catch him, we'll try and talk to him and you know, see what his outlook is on this whole scenario and what he thinks about Obama coming out here and defying, you know, essentially the mass majority of the people here in Roseburg that, you know, quite frankly, just don't want him out here pushing that agenda.
Well, you know, one of the things that the sheriff said, he says, you know, we have laws that prohibit the possession of other things like methamphetamine, but it doesn't stop it. And I thought that was a really good analogy because, you know, meth came about because of the drug war. We saw this with alcohol prohibition, and we've seen it now with drug prohibition, that it has created alcohol prohibition created much more concentrated and intense variants of alcohol. People went from drinking beer to drinking hard liquor to drinking very dangerous things that were concocted at home like bathtub gin. And now we see the invention of things like meth. And that's precisely what's going to happen, isn't it, Joe, when we have gun prohibition? Can you imagine when we see what happened with drugs, if they were to prohibit guns, can you imagine how what kind of firearms would be invented overnight if all of this were released? You just came back from a gun show in Florida.
Oh, it would be like medieval times all over again. You know, yeah. They're going to create whatever they can out of necessity to be able to defend themselves. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to happen. I mean, people are going to want to defend themselves. So if you take one thing away, they're going to find another thing to use instead of, you know, in place of that object. So it's really not going to matter. We have to get to the root of the problem. We have to get to the root of the problem, why people are doing this. You know, like I was telling Alex earlier, anytime you turn on TV and you see a commercial for a drug, the side effects, depression, possible suicide attempts, thoughts to harm yourself and others. You know, that's where we need to look. That's where there needs to be stricter control at of what's being put in our medications, what's being put in our foods.
Absolutely. That's what they need to look at if they're going to look at background checks. Thank you, Joe. We're going to go to Jakari. I understand that he's in another location ready to report. We'll come back to you. Let's go to Jakari Jackson, also in Oregon.
How you doing, David? Jakari Jackson. Yes, I had to take a break. I had to run way down the street trying to get a shot of President Obama's motorcade. I actually did succeed. Photographer Matthew also got a few shots of the helicopter coming in. We'll put a footage out on Infowars.com later on tonight. But yeah, you can see the crowd is starting to thin out right now. The motorcade has passed. It's going, I believe, towards the school where the shooting happened. So Obama's going to speak out there, or at least speak privately to the families. And when I was out there close to the motorcade, that's the first time I actually encountered some Obama supporters. I didn't have a whole lot of time to talk to him. I was moving pretty quickly. Some people actually cheered while he was down here. So, you know, they do have Obama supporters here. But the majority of the people here, they understand, you know, yes, he's a president and he probably needs to go and speak to the families after a tragedy like this. Their concern and their issue is the fact that he's coming out here simultaneously to push his gun control agenda while he's surrounded by Secret Service. I got shot of snipers on the roofs. There's a helicopter. I believe it was a National Guard or a Coast Guard helicopter with a sniper hanging out of it. Not to mention the, you know, 15, 20-car motorcade that he has. So he has plenty of security. So the people say, if he has all this visible security, why can't they do something as simple as carry a concealed weapon?
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, of course, the thing that concerns so many of us is it's beyond just a gun control agenda. He's wrong on that argument. But as the article from Reason Magazine pointed out yesterday, there's a process if you want to change our gun laws, if you want to change the Second Amendment, if you want to amend the Constitution. You have to get a lot of people elected. You have to create an amendment to the Constitution. Then you have to propose legislation. And then you have to go take it from the people who aren't going to turn it in because they understand that it is a fundamental right. But that's the thing that concerns a lot of people, I think, is that Obama is going to try to bypass all of those steps that keep us from having anarchy, that keep us from having a totalitarian dictatorship. And he's talking about just doing this by fiat.
Well, we've heard him say that, you know, he has his pen and his cell phone and all these other things when he tries to get other things passed. So I wouldn't put him past him to try to do something like that similar in this situation. He definitely knows that every time one of these shootings happens, America to go out and buy more firearms, they buy more ammunition. It's not because they're planning a mass murder spree. It's that they understand that there may come a day when they need to defend themselves and big government's not going to be there to do it for them.
Yes, because we've seen in New York, Washington, and Philadelphia, when you and I were there covering the Pope, We know what the mission of government is. The mission of government is to protect government officials. It's to ensure...
Exactly right, David.
Yeah, it's to ensure a continuity of government. It is not there to protect the citizens. It's there to protect the government from the citizens. That's what it's become. And we have the Second Amendment, and we have private firearm arms ownership as a means of peacefully letting the government know that they don't want to go too far. It's kind of a mutual assured destruction like we had with the Cold War. We hope that it doesn't go into a situation where it escalates into a civil war. And having citizens armed is the best peaceful check against that kind of violence that can come from the government that we've seen happen in every country that has that had massive killing of their citizenship. We saw that preceded by gun confiscation. Exactly.
Yes, and if everybody talks about Britain and all these other places, well, look at places like Mexico, where, you know, they have very low civilian ownership of firearms except for the cartels, who never turned in their firearms and riding around in the back of trucks shooting people like it's Mad Max. And this is happening on a normal, regular basis, and the people of Mexico just have to deal with it, because besides the fact that our government is shipping guns down there, but that's a different issue, they just have these cartels running wild, and they don't have the proper means to defend themselves.
Well, and Jacare, as that documentary that Alex interviewed the director, I can't recall the name of the documentary, but it was a documentary about the vigilantes in Mexico. They realized that the federal government there was not protecting the people from the drug dealers. They were at the mercy of both the federal government and the drug dealers, and the massive corruption. What was it? Cartel land.
Cartel land, yes.
Thank you. Cartel land. They were at the mercy of both the bandits and the government, just like the story of Magnificent Seven. And the only way that they were able to survive was to arm themselves. And that's precisely what they did. That's what we recognize with the Second Amendment. Thank you so much, Jacare. Tonight we're going to have both reporters giving us updates as to what's going on in Oregon. Stay with us. We'll be right back with another segment of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Has Ethan tried it on the wine spread? Much too long, rebel, rebel. Babylon,
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, our final segment of the day. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to the news. I want to tell you, as Obama is going there to play on the sympathies of everybody to say, this is why we need to take away the Second Amendment. I'm going to tell you what happened in the words of Doctors Without Borders at the hospital that the Obama administration shot up 2 days after that school was shot up by one shooter. We had the U.S. military go in and shoot up a hospital. And, of course, he's not there investigating that. There hasn't been any apology about that. There hasn't been any admission of wrongdoing about that. We're going to talk about it in just a minute. Just want to let you know that we have a special on Prostaguard, 20% off. Also, we have Brain Force, and today it's one of my favorite supplements. Brain Force helps me to focus, like many energy drinks and supplements, but unlike those, it uses natural brain activation ingredients, things like yerba mate extract, alpha GPC. It's available on InfoWarsLife.com. We have hundreds of 5-star reviews you can read for yourself, along with all the other research, all the other information about that supplement. Again, get Brain Force while we have it in stock, while supplies last. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to what Obama really should be taking responsibility for, what he really should be concerned about. And, of course, that's the shooting of the hospital in Afghanistan, in Kunduz, Afghanistan. This is a report from NPR. They say Doctors Without Borders are now doctors in anguish. Now, as part of this interview, they're talking about, they ask him what the situation is there. They say at least 12 medical workers, at least 7 patients were dead. 3 of those patients at least were children. The patients died in their beds, burning to death in most of these cases. They say 9 patients are still unaccounted for. We've not been able to reach 24 of our 461 staff members, said their executive director. They say that they're demanding an investigation by the commission that's been established by the Geneva Conventions. It's the International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission. They say they're not pushing for a criminal investigation. They want a fact-finding commission to look at this, to find out what went wrong and what they can do to stop this again. Now, understand that they had notified multiple times, as I mentioned earlier, multiple times they had informed both the Afghan and the U.S. government of their location, their GPS coordinates. As this attack began, they contacted both the Afghan and the U.S. government, asked them to call it off, but the planes continued the attack for 30 minutes. He says the commission has not been called upon to act since it was established in 1991, and it requires a request from at least 76 nations that have signed on to it to begin its work. And one of the things that he says is what we would like to see is the U.S. calling for an investigation, or the U.S. investigating, the supporting an investigation. But instead, Obama goes to Oregon. Now, they say your organization has worked for many years in very dangerous places. How does this attack compare with Doctors Without Borders' previous experience with danger or death? He says, well, in terms of one single violent event, this is the biggest loss we've had. Beyond that, this is the most exceptional event in that it was the direct targeting of a medical facility with a large loss of life. We fully communicated it was a functional hospital full of patients and staff. It really shook us up in terms of a lack of respect for human law, and I would say also, of course, human life. They went on to ask him, they said, well, what steps should be taken to ensure hospitals are respected as fighting zones and fighting free zones? And he doesn't call for any new laws. Isn't that interesting? He calls for just obeying the laws that have been on the books for decades. But, of course, our government won't do that. And Obama won't obey the Second Amendment either. Join us tonight for the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.